You're listening to the Daily Actor Podcast. I'm Lance Carter, and in this episode, I'm talking to Josh Young, Tony-nominated Josh Young. Hey guys, what's happening? So the last time I talked to Josh, he was just a, you know, regular guy who was starring on Broadway as Judas and Jesus Christ Superstar. Since then, he's gotten a Tony nomination for his performance, which I totally called when I saw him in the role at the La Jolla Playhouse. He was so good in that show, man, and his voice was just spectacular. Now he's touring the country in Evita. He plays Che, but not the Che Guevara from previous productions or that horrible movie with Madonna. They changed the show around, and now his Che is just one of the working class people. Josh told me that he actually thinks this way tells the story better. It was really cool to talk to him a second time to see how his career has progressed since his nomination. We talked about how that helped him with auditions and casting directors, life on the road, and, oh yeah, Evita. And now it's plug time! If you need a website, casting director, mailing labels, career coaching, list of headshots in your area, we've got all of that and more. And we're also trying something new now. If you have questions about your career, acting, the site, whatever, send me an email on our contact page or check out the sidebar on the site and look for that big blue Ask Me picture. When you do that, you're going to be able to leave me a quick voicemail and I might use that in a future podcast. You can find out all of that out on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Josh.
How's life on the road?
Life has been great on the road, actually. This show is just really wonderful, and the cast is also really wonderful, so I can't complain.
Whenever I go out on the road for, like, work, I always, like, when I'm home, I try to eat the healthiest I can, but when I'm on, like, the road working, I try to eat the best foods, and, like, usually it's the worst foods. How do you, like, do you, like, have any problems, like, trying to eat healthy while you're doing this?
I didn't until I got to L.A. Like, the last place we were staying, I had a really nice kitchen. Actually, I have a really nice kitchen here, too. But I've been so busy with meetings in L.A. That I don't have time to cook for myself. So I've been eating really horribly. I just had 2 slices of pizza, which I normally don't do. So, yeah, it's been tough out in L.A. But once we get out, when we get to San Diego, I think it'll be great. I'm going to have a kitchen out there, and I'll be able to cook again. So, I look forward to that.
So, in the show, you're playing Che, but this isn't the first time you've actually done this role, or I guess a version of this role, right?
Yeah, I did it at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in 2010, and actually our producer, Hal Luftig, saw me do it out there, and that's essentially why I'm doing it now. But that was a totally different Che. That was, you know, that was the Man of the Pink and Che Guevara. I shouldn't say the Man of the Pink and Che Guevara. It was Che Guevara. But it was the same as the Hal Prince, you know, the Hal Prince idea of making it Che Guevara.
It's not, like, the same version of the role. So, I mean, how is it playing the role, like, what did you say it was, 2010? Like, all these years later?
Well, it's completely different because now he's not Guevara. He's just one of the working class people. And I actually think that the story is kind of told better this way because you get to see it through the eyes of one of the people that Evita is supposedly trying to help. So I think it's we tell the story a little bit better.
Did you sort of have any, I don't know, hesitations to do the role again?
I did because I didn't think that I didn't think it would be a good idea. I thought it worked really well as Guevara. I really loved what I did with Gary Griffin at Stratford, and I thought that production was, like, I held it in such a high place. I didn't think that this would be as good storytelling, but it actually is. I think it actually works better this way, and I'm enjoying it just as much. I don't feel like I'm tired of playing an old part. I feel like I'm kind of invigorated in playing a new part.
Yeah, and I would imagine, like, even if you kind of were playing the same part again, it, you know, life experience and all that, you can add so much more to it now, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think I totally do.
So how long did you guys rehearse for?
We rehearsed, the whole company rehearsed 3 weeks. Caroline, Ava, and myself, we had an extra 2 weeks, so a total for me of 5 weeks. But we had one preview, whereas, like, most Broadway shows have, like, a month of them. We had one preview, and then we opened. So, but I really think they knew that when they were casting this. They got people who were really smart and picked stuff up really quickly, and so it works. Like, I mean, and now, I mean, although we opened technically in Providence, I felt like our real opening was in Los Angeles, because we didn't really have that preview period.
You know, when you do a role twice, did you have to, before the rehearsal process, did you have to, like, go back over and sort of re-memorize lines, or did it just come back to you like it was nothing?
Well, a lot, there are a lot of lines that actually have been changed, and a lot of melodies that I had done differently in the Stratford production that I had to kind of relearn. But a lot of it I remembered, and a good portion of it they let me sing it the way I was used to, but a lot of it I had to change also. There's especially in, like, The Money Keeps Rolling In, I had to change a lot of stuff that I'm really used to doing for this production.
And I read that you're basically on stage for the entire show.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas, it's funny, in the Strapper production, whenever I wasn't saying something, I was off stage. So it was completely different.
So how is that? Just, I mean, especially when, like, the focus isn't on you, I mean, do you enjoy kind of watching the show progress? Or would you like to be off stage?
I liked it when I was off stage, because whenever I was on stage, I was furthering the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I like that, being off stage and then coming on stage and delivering what I had to do. In this production, I'm not only a narrator, but I'm also a character. I have relationships with all the other people on stage. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. I get to narrate and also have relationships and dialogue with other characters.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of improvisation going on with the other actors also, which is fun.
Oh, that's cool. I wanted to ask you about your Tony nomination. Congrats, by the way. That's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
You're, like, a known guy now, you know, especially for, like, with casting directors. When you go in for an audition now, does that give you a certain amount of confidence?
No.
Really?
I feel like I have expectations to live up to now.
Oh, yeah, I can see that totally.
So, yeah, so that's kind of the way I feel. But when I've been going into, like, TV stuff, it's different. I feel like they really kind of respect the theater Tony, and they kind of don't have expectations because they've only seen me doing musicals. So I've had a lot more confidence going in for TV and film stuff, actually.
If I was sitting there in the audition room and I saw you come in, I mean, I'd be like, oh, shit, crap, he just walked in, I'm doomed. You know, so, I mean, maybe I think it gives you, like, a big heads up over the other actors and their
witness. I haven't really been on any auditions since then, because right after that, I was moving back to Canada to do the Shaw Festival,
mm-hmm.
and that was... essentially, it was an offer, and then it was Evita. So I haven't had any musical theater auditions. I must have had at least one. I had just one, and yeah, I did feel like I remember feeling very specifically like there were big expectations on me. But for the most part, I haven't done much lately.
If you didn't sort of get that that Shaw Festival part, would you have stayed in New York?
At the time, I was engaged to a Canadian woman, so the whole idea was I had fully intended to leave New York and get a house for a family in Canada. Since then, our engagement was called off.
Oh, sorry about
that. But no, it's okay. It's all good. And this Shay was offered to me, like, at the exact same time that happened, so I was like, oh, great, get me out of Canada.
So. You're going to be in the show till, like, next June, I think?
Yeah, and I'm excited about it too, because we go to some great places.
When you aren't working, like during the day, do you go to sightsee, or where, like, what's your sort of day taken up with?
In LA, it's been all meetings. I haven't stopped. Today was my last meeting, actually, for my time here, and I can't wait to actually maybe go to the beach or something tomorrow. But in other places, I essentially just work out all day and do little things here or there to further my career. And, you know, emails to people I know in the industry to come see the show, or or do something. I'm part of a thing called Cutting Edge Composers, which is a web series and a concert series to give greater exposure to young playwrights and composers. But right now, I've just been so busy having meetings, which is a good thing.
What does getting a Tony nomination do for your career? I know you said you've only like auditioned for one thing, but like, I mean, musical theater wise. But I mean, do you think it's going to get you sort of into those doors a bit easier?
You know, I don't know. I think my agents are able to call casting directors who don't know me and say, Josh Young, he was nominated for a Tony last year. Aside from that, so it opens doors in that respect. As far as like casting directors who knew me already, I don't think it really does anything. I think the ones who saw my performance, you know, they either liked it or they didn't. But I think it really helps in relationships with getting into doors of people who didn't know me before, who might not have said, okay, yeah, we'd like to take a meeting with Josh in LA. I think now my agents are able to say, Josh Young, who was nominated for a Tony last year, and I think maybe they're more apt to take the meeting.
Do you want to try and transition to do more TV and theater? I mean, TV and film?
I'd love to do TV and film. I mean, it's funny that I'm doing Evita right now because, like, my biggest role model is Mandy Patinkin, and I mean that in terms of his career path. So I would love to kind of do both, like he did, has done, is doing.
Thanks, Josh, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you guys soon.